This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Flamin got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Plyman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37, Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Plyman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3. In the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. And McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a doozy for you today. It's the girls Division IV state championship from the UD Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. The new Knoxville Rangers, 27-2 versus Waterford, 25-3 on the campaign. Head coach Tim Hegemeyer of New Knoxville tries to make this last season his 17th, a state championship one. The club under Coach Hegemeyer went to the finals in 2007, was beaten by Afrocentric, was the underdog at that time against the Columbus School. No doubt the favorite here today against Waterford after winning 39-28 over Cincinnati Country Day yesterday. Waterford stunned a highly ranked club in girls Division IV, New Washington Buckeye Central, which had come into the game 25-1 before being knocked out by Waterford 53-39 in a contest that we witnessed after the win by New Knoxville over Cincinnati Country Day. Chuck, we were surprised with the turnaround in that Waterford win, trailing 28-19, overcame the deficit, pulled away to victory 53-39. Two very good guards, fine post player for New Knoxville's opponent here today.
Well, they were down 7 at the half. They gave up a basket to start the third quarter and then went on a heck of a run. They're two guards out there. One is Taylor and the other one is Soprano. Those two yesterday in the second half were lights out. And then they've got their 6'3 freshman center in Avery Wagner. Still a work in progress, but boy, I tell you, she's going to be something.
Yep, the guards Taylor and Soprano scored 13 each yesterday. Wagner in the post added 12. Taylor averages 11 on the year, Soprano 13, and Wagner 7. Meanwhile, New Knoxville, an 11-point winner over Cincinnati Country Day. Well-rounded, good balance scoring attack for the Rangers in that triumph. Led by Ellie Gable with 12. She pumped in a couple of threes in 5 attempts. In fact, those makes were back-to-back in the third quarter. 10 points from Carson Henschen in that victory yesterday. 6 points from Melissa Waterman. 2 big fourth-quarter field goals. Becca Leffel off the bench drained a 3 in that game. Haley Flitterjohn had 3 points. Avery Henschen had 5, half of what Carson scored. Waterman's 2 big buckets early in the fourth, and The couple triples by Gable in the third. Those field goals stick out in my mind as game turners for New Knoxville yesterday.
Offensively, absolutely. They gave them a boost, but defensively, they won the basketball game. Country Day could not run their offense. Sarah Zimmerman, who is a terrific basketball player, every time she touched the ball in the paint, there were at least three hands on the basketball besides not counting hers. They couldn't run their offense. They just really struggled the entire game. And give credit to New Knoxville, it was all defense.
Yeah, Cincinnati Country Day came into the game yesterday averaging about 58.5 points per outing and was limited to 28-30 below their per game average. Country Day was 10 for 38 from the floor, 3 for 16 from 3. New Knoxville 14 of 32 from the field, 3 of 8 behind the line, 8 of 11 at the free throw stripe in that New Knoxville 39-28 win yesterday in a game we covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. This will be our last covered basketball game of the 2021-22 campaign. Last year, we were able to bring to you two state finals, one in boys, one in girls. This year, just today's single state championship affair. New Knoxville Rangers, located just a couple of miles north of Shelby County in Auglaize, really privileged to bring you coverage here today. Well attended by the media. It's televised, so we will have some lengthy timeouts over the course of the action. Botkins Trojans ousted last night by Tri-Village. Final score 45-36. What a two-year run by the Botkins boys basketball team, Chuck. 12-0 in the Shelby County League this year. State champs last year. Regional runner-ups this season, losing to Tri-Village last night. And if I sit down and do the math over the stretch of 2 years, 13 straight tournament victories, the 12-0 SCAL finish, I think the first outright league triumph for Botkins in 79. All right. Phenomenal two-year run. We say goodbye to seniors Jamison Meyer, Jack Dietz, Jaden Wendell, Dylan Topp, Elijah Stewart, Jacob Plyman. They'll be missed, and they won't be replaced.
Well, I had a really nice, and I'm sure you got the same one. I got a nice text from Mr. Plyman this morning thanking us for everything. And I told him what a thrill it was to watch all those kids play. And good luck to Jacob next year, but I'm really looking to see what they can do. Now they're going to have to redevelop and really design themselves. And they got all summer to do it.
To reinvent the program.
There you go.
So to speak. Country Day girls played a lot of sophomores yesterday. In fact, at times, there was just a senior on the floor. And when Sarah Zimmerman and Jada Mormon weren't on the court, there were no seniors. Sarah Zimmerman graduated from that, or will graduate from the Country Day team, as will Jada Mormon. Daisy McLean off the bench, a senior. But the Country Day girls will be strong next year. Megan Zimmerman, Elizabeth Zimmerman, Sam Easter, a fine JV program, all coming back for Country Day.
Yep.
I'd like to let you know that one of our new underwriting sponsors for New Knoxville High School Basketball, this state championship game here today, the Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville at 105 North Main, open today till 8. Make one stop at Main Street, and it will be your main choice for food hereafter. The variety of great homemade food offerings at Main Street, fantastic. Number one, a full array of appetizers, including potato skins and the Nacho Supreme. Hand-breaded onion rings, a super side. You'll absolutely love the salad bar at Main Street Station in New Knoxville. Salads, fruits, desserts, a choice of three soups, all kinds of pizza selections, the Cajun, barbecue, taco, Hawaiian, and more. Subs include the classic Philly pizza sub, club sub, wings at Main Street in New Knoxville, breaded, bare, boneless, and yes, a great choice of entrees, chicken and fish. That two-piece pollock fish dinner is one I've had. It's great. Plus many different sandwiches, the patty melt, bacon cheeseburger, barbecue burger, Jack burger. That's one for me, Jack Kramer. Pulled pork and the Reuben. And homemade pies and several ice cream flavors.
you just won't believe the many delicious and different food choices at Main Street Station. Place your carryout, 419-753-2909, 419-753-2909, Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville, 105 North Main. Tell Kate Gottschalk, G-O-T-T-S-C-H-A-L-K. You heard about our fine restaurant, Main Street Station in New Knoxville, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break, then run down our anchor underwriting sponsors for you in a moment. It's New Knoxville Waterford Girls D4 State Championship High School Basketball from the UD Arena. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's basketball time.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We will return in a couple of minutes. Starting lineups, opening tip up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Here are your starting lineups for new Knoxville at guard. Haley Fletterjohn, 5'5 senior, averaging 7 points a game. Avery Henschen up front, a 5'10 senior, averaging 12 a game, along with Carson Henschen, a 6'1" senior, averaging 9 points a game. Also in the opening five, Melissa Waterman, a 5'7" senior, averaging 4 points a game, and Ellie Gable, 5'6 senior, 14 points a game. Gable, a 43% three-point shooter. Carson Henschen, a 42% three-point shooter. Gable averaging nearly 4 assists per game. Avery Henschen, 7 rebounds per game. Carson Henschen, 6 rebounds a game. 17-year head coach Tim Hegemeyer. This is his last one as the Rangers try to make it a state championship in Coach Hegemeyer's 17th and final season. For Waterford, also coached by a 17-year man, Jerry Close. Jerry Close, C-L-O-S-E. Waterford located in the town of Waterford in Washington County, called the Wildcats. Colors green and white, playing the Tri-Valley Conference. And Waterford has been here in the state tournament in 2021, 18, 17, 16, 15, state champs in 2016. At guard, Kara Taylor, 5'4 senior, 12 points a game. Mackenzie Soprano, a 5'5 senior, at 13 points a game. 5'4 senior wing player Lily Franchino, 3 points per game. Lakin Jones in the starting lineup, a 5'4 sophomore, 4 points a game. And the young lady in the middle about whom Chuck spoke, Avery Wagner, 6'3 frosh, just a ninth grader, 6'3" tall, averaging nearly 7 points per game. New Knoxville, the home white, red and gray trim, Waterford white, green, top to bottom, white numerals. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Lauderdale. Your amazing glass connection. The industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one agency again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. So many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components today for New Knoxville. Use the senior experience, the maturity. Hopefully that will carry the Rangers to the state championship triumph. The inside-outside game of the two Henschens and Gable can be dynamite. A couple of senior guards for Waterford. Key building components for the Wildcats. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rucci can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Opening tip to start the game is won by New Knoxville. There's a throw down inside from Gable to Carson Henschen. Back on the arc to Ellie. She's hit the elbow on the left. Hemmed in momentarily. Now to Avery. Dribble drive. Hand off into the right corner to Waterman. Out to Fletterjohn on the arc. They work the weave. Here's Gable. Tightly guarded by Soprano. 30 feet away. They clear the floor for Ellie. She dribbles off into the left corner. Back out to Avery Henschen. 40 seconds off the clock. No score. Not a shot. New Knoxville working. Baseline left. Fletterjohn pulls up. Pass is on the arc to Avery Henschen. Deflected. Avery got it back. And now it is struck away by Waterford. A steal. It was batted free. Good defense by Kara Taylor of the Wildcats. 5'4 senior guard at the point. Out high, Lakin Jones, 5'4 sophomore. This club plays three guards, 5'4 and 5'3 in height. Here's a lob pass down inside, intended for Wagner. No one home, out of bounds to New Knoxville.
I'm not sure how you throw the ball over a 6'3 girl, but she just did.
And we've got the Waterford Wildcats pressing the New Knoxville Rangers. Five green shirts, five white shirts in backcourt. It goes into Gable to Avery Henschen. Wildcats going to test New Knoxville's endurance. Head coach Hegemeyer usually doesn't play more than six or seven. Gable's open to the foul line. Her 16-footer rolls around. It comes off. Carson Henschen almost nabbed the board, but the Wildcats come away with it. Shot by Gable almost went in, hung on the iron, spun away. Dribble drive, Taylor to Jones. On the arc to Wagner, the 6'3 post player. Far side of the floor in front of the Rangers bench. Checked tightly by Avery Henschen. Hand off to Kara Taylor, bobbled it, got it back. Now to Lakin Jones. Rangers defending tightly, good switch. Top of the circle, it's Wagner. 5:54 to go, first quarter. No score. It's going to be a low-scoring tilt. There's a good call by the referee. Ball was flipped to Lakin Jones. She had a running start after she caught the ball before dribbling.
Yep, she forgot to dribble, but she did have a nice quick move.
We expect a low-scoring tilt. Only 39 for New Knoxville in the win over Country Day yesterday, 39-28. First one to 40 will win this game comfortably, I think, this afternoon. Top of the circle, Avery Henschen down inside to Carson. Reverse layup. Oh, it's in and out. She blew it. Tough, tough break. Rebound right corner, Soprano for Waterford. Still scoreless. 2.5 minutes gone. Taylor, deep right corner to Wagner, elbow in the right. To Jones, 30 feet away. Out high to Soprano. Mackenzie Soprano fired in 13 yesterday. Real good game for her. She's averaging right at 13. Her running mate, Kara Taylor, a dozen per game at guard for the Wildcats. 4:58 to go, first quarter. And we are still 0-0. Loose ball near midcourt. Almost stolen by Gable. Then it is picked off by Waterman. She bolts down the floor. Melissa into the half court is fouled on the wrist by Jones. It's common. Rangers will throw inside court. Game off to a slow start in the scoring department. Kind of expected this. Two clubs settling in, trying to feel each other out, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you know, both teams are very good defensive teams. Waterford, a very guard-oriented team. In the future, everything's going to go through the Wagner girl, but right now the guards are the strength of the team.
Here is Avery Henschen, took the inbounds pass, dribble drive down the lane. Wagner may have altered the shot at 6'3". It was short. It came off to the Wildcats. Still scoreless, 4.5 to go in the first. Dribble drive through the lane, but Kendall Surrey, 5'6 freshman off the bench, she coughed it up, and the Rangers get the steal. In backcourt for New Knoxville, it's Fletterjohn. It's punched away by a green jersey, then a tie-up, no a foul, I think, on a white shirt. Rangers pick it up.
I think they caught it on Fletterjohn.
Yep. 4:20 left in the first quarter, 0-0, nothing to show for offensive production so far.
I haven't messed anything up in the scorebook yet.
No need to use the erasure. High right, it's Taylor for the Wildcats. Flips it down inside to Soprano. Fires up a wild bank shot. No chance. Rebound Avery Henson up to Carson. Outside the arc on the left. It's fed on the play to Fletcher John for New Knoxville. Picks up her dribble at the UD logo. Bounces down left corner to Avery. Skips it cross court. Long three ball. Carson, little heavy on the shot. Rebound to the Wildcats. Still no score. 3:40 left, opening quarter. Dribble drive inside the arc. Soprano goes baseline left to Taylor. And Taylor slides down, falls out of bounds right in front of us.
Yep, that's a good call. I was afraid he was going to call block. He made the correct call right there.
Excellent choice by the official. And a TV timeout is called. Chuck will take a one-minute break. Nothing to report so far. 0-0. 3:36 to go in the first. Waterford and New Knoxville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward. With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
One of our outstanding new sponsors for the New Knoxville Rangers game yesterday and today is Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville, south edge of town on Route 29 as you enter the community. It's on the left. We'll tell you more about Hoagie in just a few minutes. H-O-G-E, Hoagie Lumber Company. Well, the Rangers, after the timeout, throw the ball away. Poor start for both teams. 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. Nothing, Chuck.
No score. 8 turnovers by the two teams.
Here's a long straightaway three ball. Swish! Mackenzie Soprano of Waterford. She sifted that one right down through the ropes. Had an open look. Fired it right home.
That was a shot Soprano could not turn down.
She was available and wasn't covered up. New Knoxville dared her to shoot. Ball thrown deep right corner. Handled there by Waterman. No, it's Fletcher John. Bounces low in the right for Carson Henson. Out of bounds. 2:50 left, opening quarter. 3-0 Waterford. New Knoxville on a walk up to midcourt. It's Taylor. Picked up by Fletcher John. Bounce pass down the right side to teammate Kendall Surrey. She thought she had an open lane, dribbled right into a thicket of white jerseys, and it's stolen by Avery Henson. Avery down the floor to Rebecca Leffel deep in the right corner. Becca fires it back out on top to Gable. Punched away. Gable got it back. Shot the 15-footer. Deflected by Wagner. Loose ball in the lane. Avery Hinchins got it to Gable on the arc again. In, out, in, out. Oh, it circled the iron. Wouldn't go down. Rebounded by Waterford. Here's Kara Taylor. Up the floor, Soprano. Into the paint area. No chance to score. Blocked by a couple of white shirts. Out of bounds. We're down to 2:02 to go in the first. 3-0 Waterford Rangers. They've had a few shots on the rim, down below the rim. There's a lid on it right now for New Knoxville.
Yeah, they're turning it over way too much. We thought they would apply the pressure. It's the other way around.
Maddie Heiner, 5'10", junior, in now for Waterford. She shoots a long three right in front of us and buries it. what an insertion by Coach Jerry Close of Waterford. I don't think she scored. Heiner just poured in an amazing three. It was as high as it was long. And New Knoxville's down 6-0 here in the first 6.5 minutes. 90 seconds to go, opening period. Question now is, will New Knoxville score in the initial 8 minutes? Gable swings through the top of the key. Steps back behind the three-point arc. Line drive triple. Banged off the iron. It's jammed out of bounds by the Rangers. 1:22 left in the first. Waterford will bring it down with a 6-0 edge. Couple of real good-looking three balls thrown in by Waterford.
Well, like I said, their guard play is their strength, and even off the bench, they got a nice shot. That was beautiful for them.
It is a feisty, scrappy ball club, which can shoot the outside jumper in streaks. We saw it yesterday in the second half.
Well, we had them buried in their game against Buckeye Local, and what a comeback. I thought it was over.
Yep, 28-19, early third quarter. Here is New Knoxville, far side of the floor, smacking the ball out of bounds into the Rangers bench. 66 seconds to go in the first. 6-0 Waterford. Long lob pass from side court to Wagner in the lane, on the arc to Jones. Here's a left corner three by Soprano. Deflected, weak side, rebound, good! In off the bench, Maddie Heiner has 2 buckets, 5 points. Travel call, Avery Henschen, backcourt against the press. Waterford has streaked to an 8-0 advantage. 52 ticks to go in the first quarter. Wow, what an insertion by Heiner. Coach Jerry Close
makes it look real smart, doesn't it?
Yep, has brought in Maddie Heiner, 5'10 junior off the bench. He has delivered 5 quick points by her. New Knoxville being shut out. Down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rangers have had some good looks. Ball just has not dropped. Catching 25 feet away, it's Taylor. Flips right wing to Wagner. Thought about the three. Drives baseline on the arc to Jones. She fires it up. Oh, it's in and out. Great rebound, Wagner. Foul over the back. New Knoxville. 2 free throws coming. Waterford has got New Knoxville on the run early.
Yeah, they do. They got time. If you're going to be down 8-0 in a game, you want it to be at the beginning of the game.
Right, with 24.5 minutes left.
Exactly.
Free throw by Wagner. Oh, my goodness. It went in and out again, hit the backboard, nearly stuck on the back iron.
Yep.
What would you have done, Chuck? A jump ball?
That would, because she had another free throw, so they would have to give her the ball.
Second one is good. First one was no good. It finally did fall to the floor. The first one did. Second one was dead center. 13 seconds to go in the first. Waterford up 9-0. And this press by Waterford is giving New Knoxville fits. The pass up the floor by Gable is picked off. 3 seconds to go. Long triple fired up there by Taylor. No good for Waterford. First period in the books. All Waterford. 9-0 over New Knoxville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to UD Arena. 9-0 first quarter bulge for Waterford over New Knoxville. It Took well over 4 minutes, nearly five, for somebody to score, and then Waterford went on a spree. Hoagie Lumber Company, located in New Knoxville, a new sponsor for the Ranger State Tournament run, located on Route 29, just south of the New Knoxville community on the left-hand side. As you come into New Knoxville, once you visit Hoagie and see the beautiful products and displays in the fine showrooms, you will want to consider making a purchase. The craftsmanship is phenomenal. The depth of Hoagie craftsmanship is reflected in the special products manufactured for churches, hospitals, schools, and other institutional and private projects, where design flexibility and a high level of quality are essential. The ability to use hardwoods, laminates, and solid surface materials allows Hoagie to furnish all of the needs for a wide variety of projects. Wood for furniture, construction, special applications, veneer logs for facing use. Hoagie welcomes an opportunity to discuss your needs to help resolve your requirements through its combined wealth of experience, craftsmanship, and modern scientific production methods. We start the second quarter with a steal, a bust out the other way by Waterford. Bad pass by the Rangers, but the shot's missed at the rim by the Wildcats. New Knoxville gets a break. 9-0 Waterford, opening second quarter. Long three ball, right corner, Fletcher John. Good! Good! New Knoxville's on the board. Maybe that will get the Rangers going.
Yeah, you got to hope so. I mean, I think they came out that they really want to win this for their coach. It's his last game, and I think there was some nerves early. They got to get that out of their system.
Fletcher John finds the range for the Rangers. Wildcats throw the ball below the rim. It's caught down below the bucket by Lily Franchino on her backside. Guarding tightly is Avery Hinchin, and that causes a walk.
Yeah, she fell down with the ball.
6:55 to go in quarter number two, 9-3, Waterford over New Knoxville. So many thanks to Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville, south edge of town, Route 29. Phone 419-753-2263. 419-753-2263. As I said, once you visit Hoagie and take a look at the outstanding products on display in the showrooms, you'll want to hang around and consider doing something new to your kitchen, for example. Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville. 9-3, 6-point lead Waterford. Opening 92nd, second quarter. Rangers try to get their offense clicking a little bit. Only down six, thank goodness. Gable, great drive down the lane. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Avery Hinchin. Knocked away from behind. Great block. Out of control, down the floor. Waterford dribbling hard to the rim. Goes Kara Taylor. Boy, she was flying by one white shirt, then another. Huge collision below the basket.
And a terrible call.
Is it ruled in the act of shooting? No. Defender for the Rangers might have been below the net, but she was not moving. So in high school basketball, that is the definition of a charge. College game, probably a block. Here's a long three, right wing, Waterford. Got it! Lily Franchino pumps in a three ball. How many triples for Waterford?
That was her third.
12-3 Wildcats. 5:59 to go, second quarter. On the arc, it's Waterman, 40 Knoxville. Down inside to Avery Hinchin. Here's a leaner over the guard, doubling down Soprano. It's left short, and the Wildcats get the board. Dribble drive through the lane. Taylor all the way to the rim. Deflected out of bounds. Good defense by Carson Hinchin. 5:43 left, second quarter. Rangers, known as a great defensive club, have been held to 3 points by a dynamite defensive club in their own right, Waterford. Ball lobbed into Lake and Jones. Out on top to Soprano. High right, it's Jones. Picked up there by Waterman of New Knoxville. Fletcher John guards Taylor 30 feet away. Now to Jones. Pick and roll down inside for Franchino. It's telegraphed. Picked off by Gable of New Knoxville. Outlet up the floor to Waterman. To Fletcher John for three. It's coming up way short. Long board bounces in the hardwood right to Wagner. 5:12 to go, second quarter. 12-3 Waterford. Something's got to jumpstart the Rangers quickly. Outside the arc on the left, it's Franchino. Left baseline, drive, Soprano. Good defense, Gable, clearly a travel. Yep, New Knoxville, thankfully, is slowing down the scoring pace of Waterford. Rangers can't produce points.
Right.
Full timeout on the floor, 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Waterford 12, New Knoxville 3. Gives us the opportunity to let you know that you are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're tuned to a simulcast of our online program via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors for this state final are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Sydney Troy Pickwood Body Car Star. We'll take a break, Chuck, maybe a half minute, then return.
Oh, we're coming back.
5 minutes left here in the second quarter. It is 12-3. Waterford over to Knoxville. Teams are re-entering the floor. Gives me an opportunity to tell you all about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker or make a call, 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. New Knoxville after the timeout, playing pitch and catch on the arc. They go high, low. Avery Henson down inside to Carson, and she's gang tackled, fouled.
She got hit high and low. I think that's a chop block.
Up that high-low action for New Knoxville against Cincinnati Country Day yesterday was devastating, quite effective. Rangers inbounds. Gable enters the lane area, flips up a little runner on the go. Seven-footer hit the back iron, caromed away. Holding foul on New Knoxville on the rebound. There is a lid on it for the Rangers right now.
Yeah, I mean, that was a nice move by Gable. Yep. She just laid it off the back flange.
And at least temporarily, the lid is locked up tight. 12-3, that's the score. Waterford led 9-0 after one, and it's an advantage for the Wildcats, 12-3, with half the second quarter gone. Outside the arc, near side, Flutter John is tightly guarding Heiner for the Wildcats, who throw inside to Wagner, who traveled. No call. Threw it on the arc to Surrey. She fired up a three. Missed it short. Good rebound. Carson Henson. Another foul on the Wildcats. That's six. Next one. 1-1.
That's a nice strong rebound by Henson that time.
We've got immediate timeout on the floor. 3:54 to go. Second quarter. New Knoxville with just 3 points. A triple by Fletter John. That's it. Rangers down 9. State championship game. Girls D4. Midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone cellphoneshopdayton.com.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back here at the UD Arena. 3:54 to go, second quarter. And New Knoxville's got work to get done. Rangers have played poorly through the first 12 minutes of this B4 girls state championship tilt, losing to Waterford by a count of 12-3. Thankfully for New Knoxville, Wildcats have only scored a dozen points. Here is pressure in backcourt by Waterford. Gable dribbles up the left side. Got a screen from Avery Henschen. Gable center circle, UD logo. Still on the bounce, working hard. 30 feet out. Goes high post, Avery Henschen. Right corner, Fletterjohn. Her second triple try is a beauty. Becca Leffel. It was not number two, it was number three.
Yes, sir.
A three ball in by New Knoxville. Maybe that's what the doctor orders. 12-6 our score. Threes by Fletterjohn and Leffel for the Rangers. And Becca Leffel hit a big three yesterday. Came in off the bench, fired up a shot. It went in from 22 feet. Well, that bucket by New Knoxville has cut Waterford's lead in half. It's 12-6. 2:59 to go. Second quarter of play. Waterford dribbling on the arc. It goes to Wagner. Hand off down the left side of the lane to Taylor. Throws to the three-point shooter, a Tyner. Off the iron. No. Rebound Avery Henschen backcourt. Outlet to Gable. Gable on the sprint. Pulls up top of the circle. Goes to Fletterjohn, who nearly walked. Threw it to Avery, to Carson. Here's Avery. Here's a left corner three by New Knoxville. Fletterjohn, no Leffel. Left it short. Weak side rebound by a green jersey. Is there a tie-up eventually? No. A timeout, Wildcats. 2:26 left, first half. 12-6, Waterford over New Knoxville. Chuck will keep it right here. Let our listeners know about one of our new fine sponsors, Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple, which has been building excellence for seven decades now. It was way back in 1953, some three generations ago, when the foundation of Schnipple Construction got started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then. It's still followed today. Very high standard of excellence at Schnipple Construction, which since those early years has completed 400 commercial projects. Now specializing today in the construction of nationally recognized hotels, having built close to 60. Schnipple Construction partners with Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express. Hilton Construction, seeking qualified applicants all the time. Laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents. For more information, to file your letter of interest or to communicate a brief resume, go to info@schnippelconstruction.com. That's Schnipple, S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. 2:10 left to go, first half. Waterford 12, New Knoxville 6. Gable fakes the three, drives the lane. Running left-hander, hits the backboard, rim came off. Long throw out high to Fletterjohn. She chucks a three. She chucks a three. It hit the back rim with 20 feet in the air. Came down, rattled around, shook the backboard, went through. Wow. Rangers will take it. Rangers will take it.
Got the crowd in it, that's for sure.
Lucky shot, fortuitous hop off the iron. 12-9. Waterford leads. Dribble drive down the lane. Wildcats. Good! Spectacular drive by Kara Taylor and a foul.
Man, she got her arm grabbed. I don't know how she got the shot up and she made it.
Herky jerky action by Kara Taylor, who sprinted down the floor after the Fletterjohn make from behind the arc. Great play by Taylor to respond to make it 14-9. Waterford, 1:36 to go, second quarter. At the free throw line, Taylor, free throw, good. This is a 74% foul shooting team. Wildcats don't miss many. 6-point game again, 15-9. 1:28 to go, second quarter. Gable up the floor to Avery Henschen. Avery in the left corner. finds Leffel. Here's a screen for Gable 30 feet away. Two players chase her. Dribble drive to Gable. 10-footer blocked by Wagner. Gable got it back. She's in a cluster of players. Throws to Avery Hinch in foul line. Spin move around Wagner. Shot was altered. It's no good. Outlet pass down the floor to Jones. Hits a teammate coming in from the left wing. Layup, yes! Kendall Surrey. S-U-R-R-Y. Kendall Surrey in off the bench. Blistering down the floor. Fine driving layup. A southpaw scored it. 17-9 Waterford. 46 seconds to go first half. Avery Hinchin on the arc. Into Leffel. Leffel back to Avery. Available at the foul line. Missed it badly. No good. Rebound left corner to Taylor. Backcourt to Wagner. To Jones at midcourt. Half minute to go. First half of play. And pointing to the clock is Soprano saying, we're playing for one. 22 ticks left. Little give and go in the lane for Lake and Jones. It's Muff. Mishandled. Ball on the deck. It is not ruled a held ball. Somehow, some way, Waterford gets the benefit of the timeout.
Oh, I think that New Knoxville got the timeout. Oh. They fell on the ball.
Oh, they did. I thought the official clearly pointed green timeout.
If he did, he blew it because New Knoxville fell on the ball when the whistle blew. Before that, it was a loose ball.
It would not be the first time it was blown.
No. No. Well, we'll see.
17 seconds to go first half. Waterford 17, New Knoxville 9. Well, I was hoping, Chuck, that three ball by Fletterjohn that was long, it was heavy, clearly strong, hit the back iron, went way up above the clock on the top of the backboard, came down, bounced around, it shook the glass, shook the rim, and went in. But then a quick answer, 5 straight points for Waterford.
They're playing like they did in the second half yesterday.
Yep. And you're right, Chuck. It is the Rangers' ball. 12 seconds to go first half. New Knoxville needs points. 8-7. Gable midcourt. Gable still dribbling. 5-4. She's 30 feet away. 25 feet away. She's tripped. No call. Tie-up occurs. Half ends. Wow. Poor shooting by New Knoxville. Tenacity displayed all over the court defensively by the club from Waterford, which has outplayed the Rangers and owns a 17-9 halftime bulge. Who would have thought? We've got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. 2-minute radio station break in short order. After I tell you about Osgood Bank, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home in acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. A 2-minute radio station break is upcoming next. Halftime score, believe it or not, Waterford 17, New Knoxville 9. Rangers with just 9 points on 3 threes. 2 by Fletterjohn, 1 to Leffel. 1 took a funky bounce off the iron. 2 or 3 funky bounces before going in. But, wow, Ellie Gable, Chuck. She's had some close-in jumpers, short-range shots, appeared to be going in, and a few dipped in, dipped out. Hard luck shooting for New Knoxville.
Well, I think she's trying to do a little too much right now. If she needs to, she's dribbling. She's in, everybody else is standing while she's trying to get to the rim. They need to run their offense. They need to talk here at halftime. They're only down 8. They were horrible offensively, and they're only down 8.
Yeah, good observation by you. Yeah, Gable needs to spread the ball around. She may be trying to do a little extra. Halftime score 17-9, Waterford over New Knoxville. 2-minute radio station break is next. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We welcome you back here to the University of Dayton Arena. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. About 9 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. New Knoxville trailing in this girls' D4 state championship contest by a count of 17-9. Three threes, that's it. Three triples so far for the Rangers, who quite frankly have been out-hustled and defended extremely well in this contest through two periods. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, let's look at the shooting first, because that was kind of a key. Waterford, 6 of 15, that's only 40%, 3 of 8 from three-point, that's 37.5. Made 2 out of 3 free throws, 66.5%. That's not real great, but when you go to the other end, 3 of 19, 15%, 3 of 8 shooting threes, that's the only reason that they are within 8. That's 37%. Did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Individual scoring for New Knoxville. Fletterjohn had 2 threes for a 6. Becca Leffa, 1 3 for a 3. They scored 0 and 9. Waterford, very balanced. They had 5 out of Heener. They had 3 each from Taylor, Franchino, and Soprano. They got 2 out of Kendall Surrey off the bench. A free throw by Avery Wagner, the 6'3 freshman. They scored 17 and 9. Rebounding advantage, Waterford 14 to 9. That's a little surprising. New Knoxville 4 to 2 on the offensive boards. Waterford turned the ball over 11 times in the first half. That should get you your offense going, but it did not, because New Knoxville turned it over 8. That's 19 turnovers in the first half for both teams. I think most people think, okay, you play the game, why would you have nerves today? Because today is what you've been playing for since November, and you go out there now and the nerves just get a little bit bigger. I think New Knoxville will calm down in the second half.
Chuck, I think you hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago. What we are seeing from this Waterford club today is what we witnessed in that great second half yesterday.
Yep.
Against New Washington Buckeye Central. What a comeback. Extremely tenacious, hustled all over the floor. It's almost like you look up and you start counting, there are only five green jerseys in the court. It seems like at times there's got to be seven anyway.
Well, yeah, they're playing the defense we kind of thought we were going to see out of New Knoxville. And secondly, in the second half, I was so impressed with their guard play. Three, four young ladies come out there. They go 6-3 in the middle, and then they play four guards. And it's a tough offense to play defense against.
Head coach Tim Hegemeyer, year 17 for the Rangers, has got to figure something out here at halftime. 17 years for Jerry Close, head coach at Waterford. Like what he's done, Chuck, he's made it really difficult for Ellie Gable to get the ball up the floor, over the timeline, into good offensive position to run the attack. Ellie's having to work really, really hard. She's double-teamed a lot, 20, 25 feet from the rim. And Waterford is daring other outside shooters to come up big. As a result, Leffel's got a three. Fletcher John, two buckets. The Henshins have got to get the ball below the foul stripe. Right. Forget about Wagner's 6'3 size,
right,
and score the basketball.
Well, I mean, Gable's 0 for 8 from the floor.
Yep.
I think it's going to get better for her in the second half. She's too good of an athlete to have a second half like she had in the first half.
Right, right. About 5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here at the UD Arena. Girls D4 state championship, and Waterford leads New Knoxville 17-9. You heard me right. 17-9. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5556. 24/7. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We say hello to you once again from the UD Arena. About a minute away from the start of our third quarter of this girls' D4 state championship tilt. Waterford leads New Knoxville 17-9. Yep, you heard me right. 17-9. Rangers trailed 9-0 at the end of the first quarter of play. One of our new sponsors, Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville, 105 North Main in town, open till 8 today. Make one stop to eat at Main Street, and it will be your main choice hereafter. The variety of great homemade food offerings at Main Street is fantastic. Number one, a full array of appetizers, potato skins, the Nacho Supreme, for example. Hand-breaded onion rings are a super side. A lot of food made from scratch, hand-prepared, homemade at Main Street Station in New Knoxville. And you will absolutely love the salad bar. Salads, fruits, desserts, a choice of three soups, all kinds of pizzas, the Cajun barbecue, taco, Hawaiian, and the meaty Main pizza at Main Street Station. Subs include the Italian, the classic Philly pizza sub, club sub, the steak hoagie, the wings, breaded, bare, boneless, great entrees, fried chicken, grilled chicken, that two-piece pollock fish dinner, plus many different sandwiches, patty melts, bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue burgers, jack burgers, pulled pork, the Reuben, homemade pies, several ice cream flavors. You just won't believe the many delicious and different food choices at Main Street Station in New Knoxville. Small restaurant, unassuming. Going to tell you what, terrific eating at Main Street Station. Place your carryout, 419-753-2909, 419-753-2909. Tell Kate Gottschalk you heard about her fine restaurant, Main Street Station in New Knoxville, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Chuck, we open up the third quarter. My head was down, highlighting Main Street. 13 seconds off the clock, what happened?
Well, they got the ball on the floor. They almost had the turnover, and Waterman started to pick it up, and she hiked it between her legs.
Here's an inside pass to Wagner for Waterford. Open look from 7 feet. Shot at 10 feet. Missed everything. Weak side rebound is down to Waterford. Waterford still got the ball. Nursing a 17-9 lead. Gable is all over Lake and Jones. Well out of the floor. Hand off to Lily Franchino. Franchino back to Jones. Jones bounce passes to Soprano at midcourt. Picked up tightly on the play. 30 feet out, but Waterman. Here's a bad pass. Sloppy one. Stolen by New Knoxville. And then clubbed out of bounds by Waterford. Rangers possession. We got to cash in right here.
A nice defensive play by Fletterjohn.
Oh, it was. Woo. Well done by Haley. She knifed in front of the Waterford receiver. The pass spiked the ball off the green jersey's player's leg out of bounds into the New Knoxville bench. And here come the Rangers with possession. Down 8. Foul line, J. Avery Henschen. Wide right, no good. Avery tracked down the board, though. Here's Carson outside the arc from the left corner. Bingo! Bingo!
Nice basket that time by Carson Henschen. Woo-wee. Picked up the loose ball, went right to the corner and said, did three.
That was huge. Scattered floor. Carson Henschen was open. And she knocked it down from long distance. 6:25 to go in the third. 17-12. New Knoxville within 5. Loose ball left corner. Waterford having trouble. They muff it. Bobble it out of bounds. Thrown away over the end line. Rangers fans whooping it up.
Well, I just saw an assistant coach yell something at Wagner, and Wagner took her hand and just waved him away, like, leave me alone.
Okay. So.
Maybe get a little dissension going.
5-point lead, Waterford. Inside the arc, left wing, Fletterjohn pulls up, shoots the 16-footer short. Rebound skidded off the iron, into the hands of Lakin Jones. of Waterford. Down the floor to Kara Taylor. Down inside to a teammate, Franchino, below the rim. Blocked. Taken away. Good defensive effort by Carson Henschen. She crammed it. Threw it up to Fletterjohn. 3-on-2 break. Oh, it's in the hands of Waterman. She lost it out of bounds. She had the gimme. Five minutes, 46 seconds to go, third quarter. You sense some new spirit among these Rangers players, Chuck.
Well, yeah, defensively, they're really picking up their intensity.
Waterford still leads. It's 17-12, 5:38 to go in the third quarter of play. Walking the ball up the floor, Kara Taylor. Little backdoor cut to a teammate. It's caught. Driving layup, Kendall Surrey. Got it. Beautifully executed by Waterford.
Yeah, another freshman that's getting a lot of time.
Wildcats slip a player in behind the Rangers defense. Here's Avery Henschen side court. Ball knocked away, nearly stolen. Good hustle by Soprano of Waterford. 19-12, 7-point lead at Waterford. It's only 7, but I tell you what, we've only got 13 minutes to play, and not many points are being scored. Down low, Carson Henschen. Good pass from Avery. Spinning shot off the window. Yes. 19-14. New Knoxville back within 5. 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Midcourt, Waterford. Kara Taylor. 30 feet away to Surrey. Surrey gave it up, got it back. Diving in is a player for the Rangers. Carson Henschen nearly stole it. Ball thrown to Waterford, low on the right to Wagner. Nearly stolen again by Gable. She can't hang on. Out of bounds to Waterford. Rangers almost pickpocketed the Wildcats twice. 4:41 to go, third quarter. 19-14 Waterford. Ball thrown on the arc to Surrey. Back in the right corner, Soprano. Looks for the cutter, Surrey. It is deflected away by Waterford out of bounds. Foul called, though, in Waterman, and I did not see that one.
It's at the other end of the floor, so yep. I have no idea.
We'll cut the officials some slack. We're far away, but it looked like just a ball batted out of bounds. Common foul, though. Deep three, right corner, Waterford. Chucked up there by Franchino. No good. In and out. Rebound by Wagner of Waterford. Blocked away and stolen by Avery Henschen. Good play by her. Avery to Gable in the lane. Back to Avery on the arc for a triple. Way short. Long board, though, to Gable. Gable skips outside the arc. Throws right wing to Waterman. She guns it. A little strong. Much too heavy. Weak side rebound to Waterford. Stolen! Fletterjohn knocked it away. Loose ball. Near sideline. Right in front of us. Out of bounds. Off Waterford. 19-14 Waterford. 4:02 to go. Third quarter. Boy, these two teams clawing at each other. State championship trophy up for grabs. 5-point deficit facing New Knoxville. Wide open Avery Henschen. Foul line jump shot. Swish! Swish!
They've been giving her that the whole game. She needs to go ahead and take it.
Here come the Rangers. 19-16 Waterford. Long pass by the Wildcats. Thrown down inside, wide open. Soprano had a layup, but coughed it up.
Yep.
Out of bounds.
Pass went right through her hands.
Big mistake by Waterford, which had an easy deuce. Media timeout, 3:36 to go. Third quarter, 19-16. New Knoxville trails on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. experience, we continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. Thank you as well to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Jackson Center, Greenville and Enon, and Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Here we go, Rangers ball, three-pointer can tie, 3:20 left, third quarter. Avery Hinchin, top of the circle, little give and go down inside for Carson. She was challenged by Wagner, shot short, no good. Rebound Waterford, Tim Hegemeyer upset, there was no foul called, might have been one. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Rangers down three. 25 feet away, it's Kendall Surrey. Deep right corner to Jones. She jacks up a triple. It is off the back brace. Long rebound, Carson Hinchin. Back court to Avery. Knocked away by the Wildcats. Here's a driving attempt at the rim. Foul called. Wildcats stole it in back court. Almost got a layup. Foul on New Knoxville. Ball out of bounds to the green. 2:49 to go, third quarter, 19-16 Waterford. Baseline, right of the rim, Mackenzie Soprano. Inbounds to Wagner, high post. Wagner to Jones. Has Wagner scored in this game, Chuck?
He has a free throw.
1 point, that's it, not a field goal. 6'3 post player for the Wildcats. The guards are doing the damage. Here's Soprano, little backdoor cut, hits Kendall Surrey down the lane, overshot it, in close, and there is a two-shot invisible foul called on New Knoxville. Rangers' arms were straight up, and that might have taken place after a walk to the rim by the driver for Waterford. A couple of missed calls on that situation.
She's a pretty good-looking freshman, I'll tell you that.
Yes. Kendall Surrey sinks the free throw to make it 20-16. Waterford up four, 2:29 left, third quarter. Second shot by Surrey, one bounce, good. 21-16, Waterford. New Knoxville's got to take better care of the ball. Sprinting up the floor, Flutterjohn. Flutterjohn foul line, 3-on-2. Right corner, Waterman back to Flutterjohn. Haley on the arc. Waterman in the right corner. Avery Hinchin out high to Gable. Oh, Gable is fouled, blocked, tripped up 18 feet away. Jones slid right underneath.
Yeah, she fell down, and then they had no choice but to call that.
Gable was clearly undercut on the play. It's common. Here's the foul situation. Four on Waterford, three on to Knoxville. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Rangers down 21-16. Ball inbound to Avery Hinchin. Oh, they let her go. Wagner didn't guard her. Avery missed the layup. Rebound down to the Wildcats. That was as easy as pie, and it was blown. Intercepted pass by Gable. Here come the Rangers down the floor. Ellie on the arc. Fires foul line to Avery. Inside to Carson. It is too far. Carson couldn't recover. Picked off by the Wildcats, who sprint down the floor. Foul called against New Knoxville. The Rangers coming up all thumbs in delivering passes to open players.
Yeah, they still look really nervous.
A minute 45 to go in the third quarter. 21-16, Waterford over New Knoxville by five. Four court right at Surrey. Between the circles, give and go to Taylor, down the lane, around one player or another, left it short with the left hand. Rebound jerked off the glass by New Knoxville. Minute 20 to go in the third. Carson Hinchin roaming up over the center line. Carson pulls up on the arc, goes to Gable. Gable nearly stutter-stepped and walked. She's open, right wing, short on the baseline. Jay might have been tipped. Rebound down to Waterford. Forecourt right, Soprano. Open player, Wagner. Missed the 15-footer. 1 minute to go in the third. Gable on the run. Rangers down five. Gable stops, head of the key. Bad pass to Avery Hinchin through her legs. Wow. One turnover after another mistake, after another miscue. Deep three, left corner, Waterford, Surrey. On the rim. It came off. Rebound Rangers. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Letterjohn, dribble, drive, foul. Two shots, Letterjohn here for the Rangers.
Be the first two free throws of the game for New Knoxville.
Oh, that last three by Surrey from the left corner for Waterford hung on the rim,
yep,
and came off. Fortuitous bounce for New Knoxville. Couple of free throws, Letterjohn. Got it. First one's good. 35.2 to go, third quarter, 21-17. Waterford over New Knoxville. Rangers had it down to three less than 2 minutes ago at 19-16. Letterjohn to cut it right back to three right here. Haley eyes the bucket. Swish. 21-18. New Knoxville within three. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Rangers need a stop. Midcourt, it's Kara Taylor. Outside the arc on the right to Lakin Jones. That is Surrey. Heiner's got it 25 feet away on the left. Jones, top of the circle. Wagner at 6'3", out high. Down to 12, 11, 10. Here's Kara Taylor. Gives it up to Surrey. Back to Taylor with six. She wants to drive. She spilled on the play. Blocking foul by the Rangers. Gable with 4 seconds to go. It is common.
Not sure why it took that long for him to make the call.
And now Waterford's got to throw the ball in. 10 feet to the left of the rim on the baseline with four ticks remaining in the third quarter. And Waterford up three over New Knoxville. Ball being inbounded. Who's going to receive it? Goes way out near midcourt to Taylor. Starts a drive. Foul line. Blocked on the play by Avery Hinchin. She swatted it and took it away. Rangers head to their bench at the end of the third quarter. Down by only three after trailing 9-0 at the end of the first quarter. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. ShopDayton.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We are back with you from the UD Arena. Girls D4 State Championship going right down to the wire. Very poorly played game by New Knoxville, although the Rangers' defense has been splendid, especially here in the last several minutes and open the game strong. New Knoxville's offense just has not clicked. Rangers not handling the ball well in the half court. Very feisty, tenacious defense from Waterford. Rangers shooting the ball poorly.
Yep.
Need to get a bucket from Ellie Gable. And then, Chuck, she just might break loose.
Yep, she has not scored yet in the game. She was 0 for 8 at halftime. I don't think she took a shot in the third quarter.
That's hard to believe. Ellie Gable, 14-plus per game on the year, has not scored. She's been a target of Waterford, no question. They've doubled her, even out high on the floor. And Ellie has the ball to start the fourth quarter, signals a play. 21-18, Waterford up three. Outside the arc on the right. Now it goes to Avery Hinchin, foul line extended right. She bombed it in. 16-foot jump shot. Good-looking shooter, Avery Hinchin, yep. Poured it through.
They've been giving her that the whole game, and now she's finally taken a couple and hit them.
Yep, right at the elbow. 15-16-footer. She nailed it. One-point contest. Dribble drive for Waterford. Deep three, left corner. Lakin Jones, way long, air ball. Rebound, Carson Hinchin. Motors down the floor. Gives it up to Fletterjohn out back. A two-pointer gives the Rangers the lead. 7:16 to go. Avery elbow in the left. Takes it again. It is bouncing. No good. Rebound knocked out by Waterford.
She didn't make that one, but I'll tell you what. She needs to keep shooting it.
Exactly. Take that shot all day. It's a foul line, Jay. Keep pumping it up there. Deep left corner. Fletterjohn for a three. Off to the right. No good. Rebound Wagner Waterford. 7 minutes to go in the game. 21-20. Waterford up one.
That would have brought the house down. That would have dropped.
Here's Taylor at midcourt. Picked up a Fletterjohn. On a weave, it goes to Soprano. She shoots a three. Swish! Swish! Came off a screen. Came off a screen. Mackenzie Soprano, 13 points per game on the year. Drained it quickly. Here comes New Knoxville. Countering outside the arc on the right. It is no good. Missed on the play by Gable. Loose ball rebound. Foul, Waterford.
That's only three team fouls. Each team only has three team fouls now.
Ellie Gable had a shot, a three ball. Good look seconds ago. Couldn't find the range. Time out, Waterford. 6.5 to go in the game. 24-20 in favor of the Wildcats. It will be Rangers ball. Hoagie Lumber Company, south edge of New Knoxville on Route 29. One of our fine new underwriting sponsors here for Rangers Tournament Basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. The depth of Hoagie craftsmanship is reflected in the special products manufactured for churches, hospitals, schools, and other institutional and private projects, where design flexibility and the high level of quality are essential. The ability to use hardwoods, laminates, and solid surface materials allows Hoagie to furnish all of the needs for a wide variety of projects. You go to Hoagie Lumber, you step inside the showroom, you'll stay, and you'll consider buying one of the outstanding products offered by Hoagie Lumber Company. It'll make your kitchen look entirely transformed. Hoagie can do that for you. Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville. Down four, New Knoxville with the ball. Avery Hinchin foul line. Down the lane. Blocked from behind by Wagner. She blocked it. Took it away. Good no call by the official. Appeared to be all ball. The 6'3 Wagner is a force. A long three. Left wing. Soprano. No. Off the back brace. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow Waterford. Yep, the Rangers got it to 21-20. It's now 24-20 Waterford. 5:57 left to go here in the fourth.
Well, they had a possession only down one.
Yep.
And the three just wouldn't drop.
Yep, Gable missed it. Ball lobbed in way out back to Lakin Jones on the bounce. She's at midcourt. The little 5'4 guard on the bounce. Carson Hinchin comes out to greet her. Hand off to Kara Taylor. Fletterjohn guards Taylor. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Little pick and roll with Wagner down inside. Layup good.
Nice play.
Oh, that was beautifully disguised. Beautifully disguised. Rangers in some trouble now. 5:27 to go. Down six. The points are hard to come by. Far left wing, Waterman. High low. Avery down inside for Carson. Foul. She had the height on Soprano, who hindered her from behind. Couple of big free throws here for Carson Henschen.
Well, Wagner's been staying down, helping, and now that Avery has hit a couple of shots, she's had to step out. That opens up the high-low.
Free throw, Carson Henschen, yes. 26-21, Waterford by 5, 5:19 to go, fourth quarter, second free throw, Carson Henschen. Rangers had cut it to 21-20. New Knoxville answered with 5. No free throw, Carson Henschen, strong, hit the heel. Good box out on the rebound by Taylor.
Surprised we haven't seen anything of Heiner in the second half. She had 5 for Waterford in the first quarter.
New Knoxville pressing. She had a minute or two in the third quarter. That was it.
Yep, she's not getting much time.
Baseline left. It goes on the play to Jones. Jones hands off to Soprano. Here's a long three. Waterford. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's good. Lily Franchino from long range. Where did that come from? She's averaging 4.5 on the year per game. Drained it. Long three, Fletcher-John, no good. Rebound, Fletcher-John to Gable. Foul line into the paint. Baseline to a teammate. Back to Gable on top. Shot fake. Foul line, Jay. Good! Hit the rim. Hit the rim. Kerplunk, it went in. Off the back brace and down through. That cuts the 8-point lead for Waterford to 6. 29-23. Rangers down. 4:30 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Once again here on scoresbroadcast.com, thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance 25A north of Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Secure Com in Minster, SECURCOM.com, the pros in protection, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Below the rim, Waterford inbounds to Wagner in the lane. And she's guarded tightly, gives the ball up. And Waterford throws it away, far left corner of the floor. It's kicked out of bounds. Kicked out by the Rangers.
I think the ball hit Henschen on the foot. From what I was looking at, I think her heel caught it on the way out.
Avery Henschen was lying at side court on the stripe. You're right, the ball hit her tenny right off the tennis shoe, out of bounds. Good call by the referee. 4 minutes to go in the game. 6-point lead, Waterford. Wagner on the arc to Jones. Little Lakin Jones in the right corner. Circles it straight away to Taylor. Taylor, Soprano. Soprano's got it. Good defense, Gable. Gable stole it. Fed it to Carson Henschen. Here comes the Knoxville, four-court left. Rangers need a goal here in the worst way. Gable at center circle at the UD logo. Gable veers left. Comes back to Avery. Behind the screen, it's Fletcher-John. No shot. Good defense by Taylor. Here's Avery. Here's Gable. 3:25 to go. Gable starts to drive in the lane area. Back to Avery at the foul line. High low for Carson. Down inside against Wagner. Can't shoot. Fletcher John for three. Off the back brace. Rebound Waterman. Gable for three. It is bouncing off the heel. Rebound Fletcher John. Blocked by Waterford. Stolen by Waterford. Foul. Backcourt. New Knoxville. Rangers fans not pleased. Some rough contact. Looked like a foul on New Knoxville. That is eventually what was called after a couple or three shots for the Rangers. Hit a lot of rim, wouldn't go in. Wagner being a force down inside. Carson Hinchin got it 4 or 5 feet away once, Chuck, but knew that Wagner was lurking and threw it back out on the perimeter.
And I think that was a foul on New Knoxville. It was. It was a little rough both ways. We got a lot of frustration by the fans behind us.
Yep.
They came into this thing wanting to put a big trophy in their case, and they're seeing it slipping away a little bit.
I'd like to let you know all about our additional underwriting sponsors, Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, at South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Vicarus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VicarusHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. New Knoxville back on the floor. Rangers coaches chat with one of the men in stripes on the far side in front of the New Knoxville bench. Proper sequence of calls were made here in the last minute. They went against New Knoxville, but they were correct.
I think they were.
3 minutes, 3 seconds to go. 29-23. Waterford up six. Wildcats ball in backcourt. It'll be thrown in by Soprano.
6-point lead right at this point in the game with them struggling offensively is a big lead.
You're so right, Chuck. Yeah, 6-point advantage is huge. Given how difficult the points have been to come by. And Waterford breaks pressure. Waterford breaks pressure. Missed the layup, though. Franchino had a gimme point-blank range. It was knocked out of bounds eventually on a scrum below the rim by the Rangers. Wow, that might have done it right there, that layup going in. On the arc is Jones. Goes high post to Soprano. Soprano out near midcourt now. Team foul situation, six on the Rangers. 1-1 for Waterford. Dribble drive, Soprano. Avery Hinchin on her. Left side, Kara Taylor nearly walked, thought about shooting. Almost an up and down. Loose ball rebound, baseline left. Arrow favors the Rangers. Held ball situation. You've got the arrow. You got to make something happen. Points are a necessity this trip.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Taylor didn't just let that go. I mean, they still need to score.
29-23. New Knoxville down six. 2:17 to go. Top of the circle, Waterman. To Fletcher John. Right corner, Carson Hinchin. Outside the arc, Gable. Shot fake. Gives it up to Avery. Avery still 20 feet away. Now Gable. Oh, she's got a good defender. Soprano on her. Avery high post. Wants to go to Carson in the lane. Carson caught it. Tie up occurs. Waterford ball. Waterford ball. Simply one too many passes, Chuck. I thought Gable had a couple shots.
Well, they had a scatter floor, and they pulled it back out and let the defense set up.
New Knoxville was bent on getting the ball inside to Avery or Carson. Here's Gable fouling, defensive pressure, backcourt, 1-1 for Waterford. Tell you what, if the Wildcats hit their free throws, they should not lose it.
No.
Thanks to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Troy Sydney Pickwa Body Car Star. 1-1 for Taylor. The left-hander throws it up off the back rim, way up in the air, and it plummets right down through. She swished it through the back door.
Yep.
She caught a break. Waterford will take it. Dead center on that one. New Knoxville in deep hot water. Down 8, 31-23. Up the left side to Avery Henschen. Henschen handoff at midcourt. There's a collision. The officials look at each other. Blocking foul, Waterford. Thank goodness that did not go down as a charge.
It was close.
Could have been a charge. Tell you what, the Ranger fans in red in this place would have erupted and blown the top off of UD Arena. Minute 42 to go. New Knoxville trails by 8. Top of the circle, Fletterjohn in the lane. Leans in, can't shoot, goes to Avery. Deep left corner, Carson shoots the 3. Buries it. Carson Henschen unloads a triple. Carson Henschen, a very good long-range shooter, 42% behind the arc on the year. And with 1:29 to go, Rangers get a full timeout, down 5, Chuck.
Well, the problem's going to be they need to get steals, because this is a really good shooting, free throw shooting team. Especially their guard play, and nobody's going to touch it but the 3 guards. So they're going to have to try to get a steal. But if they don't, 1:29, you're still down 2 possessions. You got to, if you don't get the steal, you got to foul. You got to lengthen the game.
One thing, Chuck, it appears that Waterford is on a mission to do, and that's clog up the lane. Don't give Avery or Carson anything short.
No, they're saying make threes. If you make threes, you deserve them, because we're not going to give you layups.
Right. Oh, so many thanks to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, our simulcast partner. Rangers need a pilfer, a theft, a steal. Minute 29 to go, fourth quarter. Waterford's led the whole way. Rangers cut it at one point to 21-20. That's the closest they've been.
I heard their fans just chanting, put up a volleyball net. I'm not sure what that meant.
It was 9-0 in favor of Waterford at the end of the first quarter. Rangers coming off the state volleyball crown in November. Almost a steal in backcourt by New Knoxville, and it's knocked out of bounds. Fletterjohn nearly came away with it. Minute 25 to go. 5 green jerseys, 5 white jerseys to the left of the timeline. It goes inbounds to Kara Taylor. Taylor dribbles up the left side around Gable. Body blocked by Ellie. How many fouls on her, Chuck?
I don't know. That is her. They don't. This is a poor place to try to know what individual stats are.
I thought it was at least 3.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, it's the 1-1. These are big. Kara Taylor at the stripe. And she rolls it off. No good. Hit the rim 4 times. Rebound, Carson Henschen. 5-point game. New Knoxville down. Here's Gable. Here's Avery. Here's Carson. Fletterjohn on the arc. Back to Gable. Gable, 25 feet away, hemmed in, shoots the 3, leading, no good, short. Rebound wide left, handled by McKenzie Soprano. Backcourt to Kendall Surrey, loops it up to Lakin Jones, now to Wagner. Wagner in the lane, 50 seconds to go, 5-point lead, a drive to the rim, layup is good! Kara Taylor was wide open, double team everywhere else on the floor. She shook 3. Long 3 ball. Carson Henschen, no good. Rebound Waterford. 30 seconds to go. Up to Wagner. Open player. Layup. Got it. Kendall Surrey. 35-26 Waterford. 19 seconds to go. Wildcats have broken it open. Long 3 ball. Fletterjohn, no good. Rebound by Jones. Backcourt to a teammate. It is knocked out of bounds in the corner. Rangers are down 9. tell you what, Waterford broke pressure. They attacked the basket, went to the rim. Last two makes were easy. They knew how to break the press. They got it done. Textbook play by Waterford. The ball is inbounded, and that is it. In what might be considered a mild upset, Waterford defeats New Knoxville 35-26 in the D4 girls state championship game, leading from start to finish. Chuck, a 9-0 start. The teams played even thereafter, 26 points apiece. 9-point victory, Waterford. Great game turned in by the Wildcats, doing every single thing they had to do to stymie New Knoxville here today. Volleyball championship at the end of 2021. No basketball championship here in March of 2022. Rangers have to settle for state runners-up. Just couldn't get the shots to fall. The field goal shooting percentage.
We'll get that, and it's going to be low.
Well below 25%, I would imagine.
Yeah.
2-minute radio station break upcoming. 2-minute radio station break is next. Waterford thumps New Knoxville here in the girls' D4 state championship game by 9, 35-26. 2-minute radio break now on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
The New Knoxville Rangers have been defeated by Waterford. Final score 35-26. Rangers players receiving their state runners-up honors. Team state runner-up trophy being awarded momentarily. New Knoxville shot it poorly, 20% on the day, 14 points a game score. Ellie Gable held to 2. Ellie 1 of 13 shooting. Now she was handcuffed, guarded by 2 players, oftentimes 20, 25 feet away. And I tell you what, the 3-guard attack from Waterford was really tough for New Knoxville. These kids were tenacious, quick, feisty. They knew how to move their feet, and they got into the grill of the New Knoxville players. And at about the point in time, New Knoxville thought they might have an open shot. Here comes one of these 3 quick guards out of nowhere, and they're right in front of you. Just a miserable shooting performance by New Knoxville, but what a terrific season by the Rangers. Magnificent campaign in the final year of coaching New Knoxville, 17 years for head coach Tim Hegemeyer. Big round of applause from the New Knoxville faithful. 27-3 by way of record for New Knoxville. 30 games, 127 of the 30. A 9-0 start. That's what did the Rangers in, Chuck. It was 26-26 thereafter.
And a 13-3 advantage for Waterford off the bench. They closed up the rebounding. They only lost the rebounding battle by three.
Yep.
Both their teams turned the ball over way too much. But shooting 9 of 43 from the floor for New Knoxville. That's 20%. 5 of 20 shooting to the 3, that's 0.5%. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. On the other side, 12 of 33, 36%. 5 of 14 shooting 3s, 35%. 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 75%. And it's just one of those days, they just give credit to Waterford for their defense, but even when they had looks, they just didn't shoot the ball well today. And that was their downfall.
And we can just about say the same thing about that Botkins Tri-Village boys game last night. And Botkins had looks, did have a hand in their face often, just did not shoot the ball well at all, shot it poorly, as did the Rangers did here today. Give all the credit in the world to the hustling Waterford Wildcats. Wow.
They had their claws out today.
Boy, did they ever. And this was a fine run for this club. Ending 26-3. Waterford Wildcats under 17-year head coach Jerry Close. A state championship in 2016. How about that? 6 years later, another. So two in the last 6 years. State runners up in 15 and 17, having gotten to the finals in 15, 16, 17, 18, 21. Second state championship last half dozen years for the Waterford Wildcats. Give them credit out playing New Knoxville here today. And we'll say goodbye to several terrific New Knoxville Rangers seniors. Haley Fletterjohn, Rebecca Leffel, Avery Henschen, Carson Henschen, Erica Wiedock, also a 12th grader, of course, Allie Gable. Gonna miss them. Can't replace those young ladies. Heart and soul of this New Knoxville varsity basketball roster.
Well, what a career, and they put some really pretty hardware into the trophy case at New Knoxville, things they can look at 20 years from now when they come back to watch their kids play. They'll go, hey, wait, I had something to do with that.
Yep. So the state runners up in hoops back in 2007, losing to Columbus Afrocentric after beating Bedford St. Peter Chanel. Runners-up again here in 2022 after downing Cincinnati Country Day yesterday and losing to Waterford here on this late afternoon, early evening at the UD Arena. Chuck, our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's.
Well, there was not a double-figure score in the game for either team. Kendall Seri off the bench had 8. The 5'6 freshman for Waterford, I'm going to go with her as the player of the game. On the other side, Carson Henschen, 6'1 senior. She had 9. She's going to be my Clancy's player of the game for the Rangers.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Yep, as I said a few minutes ago, Chuck, it was like Botkins last night. Just could not throw it in the ocean. And Waterford played great defense. New Knoxville handicap shooting in part as a result of the Waterford D, but Rangers couldn't throw it in the ocean either.
Now, 4 of 28 shooting threes last night for Botkins, and then today, 20% from the floor for New Knoxville. It's just a shame that you did on your last night of playing basketball, these seniors, that this is what's going to be what they remember, at least for a few weeks until it all starts to make sense to them.
Interestingly enough, 35-26, New Knoxville loses today, 45-36. Botkins lost last night. 7-0 start. Botkins down at the beginning of last night's game. 9-0 start into the first quarter. Yep. Knoxville behind here today. You get down that many points, the other club's got the momentum, it's tough to climb back.
Well, when they're playing that good a defense, and both night last night and this afternoon, the defense by the opposing team was outstanding.
Botkins nor New Knoxville ever led. Neither one ever led last night or this evening.
Each one got to within 1 point. Each one had a possession down a point, and neither one of them could get over the hump.
Well, this is our last online/radio simulcast broadcast of the 2021-2022 high school basketball season. Stay with us. Stay close. Keep abreast of the website. Come better weather. District regional baseball will be presented to you. Last year, we were down at Cincinnati Princeton for three exciting Division IV regional baseball tournament games, and then we advanced on up to Akron for the state semifinals. So,
if we keep that same way out of there, I'm taking a gun with me.
It took us about 75 minutes via detours to get from downtown Akron to the edge of the city limits on the outside.
Right. Well, all the interstates were closed.
Right. Right. Again, the New Knoxville Rangers seniors, Haley Fletterjohn, Rebecca Leffel, Avery Henchin, Carson Henchin, Erica Weddock, Melissa Waterman, Ellie Gable, great ambassadors for New Knoxville High School. They certainly will be just that as they move on after graduation this coming spring. Fine student athletes on the court and in the classroom at New Knoxville. We thank them so much, and head coach Tim Hegemeyer for 17 years of great service as the mentor of the new Knoxville girls basketball program. Had been beaten the last 3 years in the district by Minster. Minster beat him the last three seasons in the district. Minster, of course, was extremely good. Got through the sectional, district, regional, all the way to the state championship this year. And as in 2007, beaten in the state championship. We've run down our sponsors numerous times. Once again, we'd like to give a big thank you to the Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville, 105 North Main, open till 8 today. Drop in and tell Kate Gottschalk you heard all about her restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've talked about them at length a couple of times during the course of the broadcast. Place your carryout, Main Street Station Restaurant, 419-753-2909. And thanks again to the Hoagie Lumber Company. Hoagie Lumber, Route 29, south edge of New Knoxville on the left as you head into town. Hoagie Lumber Company, phone 419-753-2263, 419-753-2263. You walk into Hoagie, you stay a few minutes, you look at the terrific displays in the showrooms, and you will want to make your kitchen brand new all over again. Wow, it's exciting. Hoagie Lumber in New Knoxville. Again, a quick comment, our radio station sponsors, thanks to them so much. Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, TC Sporting Goods, Realty 2000, Troy, Sydney, Piqua, Body, CarStar. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll be promoting high school baseball district and regional play come this spring when the weather, of course, makes an about face. Thanks so much to our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News. No better sports page coverage around. A big thank you to our online audience. Thanks to our radio station board operators, Tracy, Derek, thanks immensely. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying so long from here at the UD Arena, where the new Knoxville Rangers, in a bid to win the D4 Girls State Championship, fall short at the hands of Waterford, 35-26. Good night, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.